The opinions expressed in the lookbook are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Life or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Hi guys, welcome to the lookbook. Here we explore TMU's fashion scene as we dive deep into the latest trends, share insider style tips, and explore the city's unique fashion culture.
Hi, I'm Beth. I'm the host of the show.
I'm Robert.
I'm Annika.
And I'm Izzy.
And you're listening to
The Lookbook.
Okay, today's episode, it's our third episode, and we would like to go around the campus and interview people, so it'd be so interesting to hear about different perspective on fashion.
Woo!
Yay!
Insert the children going, yay! So, this episode is all about personal styles, like not just the clothes that we put on, but also the ways that we express who we are. Why are you laughing, Izzy?
I hit the table.
Oh.
It's like the third time you've hit it.
But anyways, since it's our last, we're going to be getting real about what it means to find your own personal style and look.
So today, let's do our fit check.
Okay.
Who's going first?
Robert, you always go last. So go.
Do I always go last?
Yes.
I guess I do. I got on my favorite corduroy hat because it's the only hat that fits me normally. I got a black crew neck. Got my dark blue jeans and my one of two pairs of my Doc Martens on my feet.
Cool. I'm wearing this shirt that is a long sleeve with like a little cute lace on the sleeve and the bottom right here. And then I got this little cute doggy graphics all around, and these doggies have this little bows on their necks.
It's so cute.
And I got just random cargo pants, black cargo pants, because I wore jacket today, and then a shoe, Adidas. Shout out to Adidas, yay.
She works at Adidas.
Plug.
Wait, did you say your hat?
Oh, my hat, I thrifted, $25. It's red and saying, I don't know, can somebody read it?
Canadian classic.
Are you a Canadian classic, Beth?
Okay, I don't really care about the typos.
It's cute though. Like, it has like, looks shiny.
Cool, yeah. Oh. That's why I bought it. Yeah, I didn't read the...
love it. Okay, Izzy.
Okay, I'm wearing a little, like, funfetti sweater. It has, like, little, like...
I love it.
Thank you. It has, like, little, like, sprinkles. It's, like, a beige sweater, but it has, like, little pops of color. And then under, I just have, like, a collared shirt. Boot cut. What?
Your necklace.
Oh, my necklace. Yeah, that's right. I have a mushroom necklace on. I actually made this myself. Yeah. And then I have bootcut blue jeans with my Juicy Couture booties that I got from Winners for $40.
You look like a vanilla dip donut.
Are you hungry?
Yes.
Can I eat?
Yes, I am hungry.
Everyone
That's
eat.
What I'm
oh my god, I'm gonna get you. What?
What?
No. Okay. Excuse me.
No.
Anyway. Sorry.
Anyways.
Annika, fit check.
Okay. So today, I think my statement piece is this gray plaid button-up shirt that I stole from my dad's closet. Shout out Randy.
Randall.
Shout out Randy. Every time my dad sees me come out of his closet, he knows I took something out of it, but it's okay because he sees me in the morning. He's like, oh, you wear my clothes better than I do. You look good. Thank you, Dad.
Sweet.
And then I have this like white cropped graphic tee underneath. Some gray like mid-wash pants, baggy pants. My Doc Martens, and today I really accessorized. I'm wearing like three layers of necklaces right now. They're all silver, except for this pearl one. And then I also just have like a carabiner. I don't know, how do you say it?
That's clippy attached. Thing.
The clippy thing. Clippy metal thing. Can you hear it?
Yay.
Oh, wow.
It's attached to my jeans right now. And yeah.
Your bag of jeans.
That's pretty much it. And then I have a black leather jacket because it's cold, but I'm not wearing it right now. But yeah.
All right. Should we check other people on the campus?
Let's go see what other students are wearing around campus.
Today we're going around campus interviewing people on their personal fashion style. Hi, I'm Izzy, and I'm here with
Isabella,
Jarrell,
Ren,
Kelly.
So can I get just like a general fit check?
Sure. I mean, I'm wearing a basic tank top kind of thing. A waist chain, a necklace, I don't know where I got it from, leather jacket, skirt, and leather boots.
So I'm wearing a Space Jam jersey accompanied by a white t-shirt for layering. I'm wearing blue baggy jeans as well as Timberlands for my dad.
This sweater I think is thrifted, I'm not really sure. And then it's just like a white t-shirt under. Then I got like a jade necklace. The pants are wide leg pants from Levi's, I think that's what they're called. And then just like Tim's.
I'm wearing a leather jacket. I've had this for like a few years now, so it's a bit beat down. I got this recently. I think it's really cute. It's like a bit see-through. And then these baggy jeans, they're cut up.
Perfect. And who's your biggest fashion inspiration?
Ooh, that's tough. I'm really into Erykah Badu's Census style right now. I don't know if I could say that I could pull it off, hurt myself, but I just love whatever she wears pretty much.
My biggest inspiration definitely has to be Steve Lacy, because not only does he make good music, he has really good outfits.
I don't really know where I get my inspiration from. I think it definitely like started on Pinterest and just like looking around, and then once I got like a nice like closet of clothes, I always just like mix and match depending on how I'm feeling. And in terms of like who is my biggest inspiration, I'm also not really sure, but I like on some days I really like to fit into like kind of like a grunge like aesthetic, but some other days it's just like more like streetwear, but on some other days it's just like, you know, like some fall nice clothing. Like it always depends, you know.
I think my biggest inspiration is just kind of like looking online and like taking pieces from like everyone that I see. I kind of just like, if I like something on TikTok, I'm like, wait, I need like recreate this, you know, in my own style. I think like I also find a lot of inspiration just from like literally like looking around and putting everything random together.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Hello, I'm here with
Chase Hopkins.
Evan.
Can we just do a fit check for you?
Yeah, yeah. You want me to like explain the fit, yeah. What I got going on here? Okay, so right now I got the Nike Monarch Air V4s, comfortable. Then I got the Rockaware jeans, baggy style. Got my Mason Margiela cat tee with my Uniqlo furry coat and a Dickies beanie hat.
Today I am wearing these baggy dark blue jeans that I got from Urban Outfitters, and then I have a white shirt, just a regular white shirt, and then on top of that I have this black button up, and then I just have some jewelry on, some gold jewelry, because gold's my favorite, and yeah, that's it.
So I got Doc Martens shoes on, I got big boy jeans on right here, I got a Yeezy Gap hoodie I'm wearing, a Uniqlo shirt underneath, and then this one hat that I just thrifted somewhere.
Okay, where do you normally get your clothes from?
Probably, I do a lot of thrifting, but then I also get stuff from like H&M, Uniqlo, nothing too fancy.
So I like to shop at Uniqlo a lot. I think Uniqlo has a lot of really good essential pieces, online as well, just some random places, and thrifting as well.
I get them from everywhere, I guess. I love incorporating like thrift stores and then also stores in the mall and then kind of meshing them together, because a lot of the time it is hard to find the clothes that fit you at thrift stores. But when you combine like maybe a shirt from a thrift store, some pants that like fit you, and then, you know, the whole outfit will look cute. People will dig on me for saying this, but a regular, always go into your like the city that you live in or say that you're from, and those thrift stores that may seem dead, you will find some good finds. I live in Brampton and I find like there's thrift stores everywhere. So, you know, just look in your general area and you'll find stuff that you want to wear.
All right, who is your biggest fashion inspiration and where do you get inspo?
I get my inspo from one of my close friends, Dookie Dare Customs on TikTok. He inspires me a lot, honestly, to just be different, stand out from the crowd. And I also get like a lot of ideas from Pinterest.
Nowadays, I've been trying to get more into like a more classy fashion sense. I would maybe say, you know, like Tyler has a bit of inspo for that. Like, I never had a pair of loafers before, but you know, I've been getting into Tyler's music and his character more and more, so I got loafers there. Just random fitspos online on like Instagram or TikTok, even though I deleted that, but just honestly online, just looking for inspiration, and sometimes Pinterest if I want to get more creative with really specific things.
I mainly find inspo off Pinterest and Instagram, but I get a lot of inspiration from my friends and also, I feel like a lot of my inspiration comes from like older people, like millennials and stuff like that. And even like people who are like around their 40s, like parents, like when you look back in their albums, you know what I mean? And look back at their old outfits, you're kind of like, I want to replicate this. And I got a lot of inspiration from that.
Okay, perfect. How did you get into fashion, and what is your best advice for someone just starting?
Probably at the end of like 2022, end of grade 10 kind of, when I realized my outfits were just horrible, and that there was definitely a change needed in my life, and that's where beside my outfits was the place to change.
The uniforms weren't cutting.
Uniforms were not cutting it.
I got into fashion honestly because of one of my friends. I just noticed that, you know, I just really like the way that he was fitted up and the way he was dressing. So I'm like, okay, I kind of want to, you know, express myself and try and dress like that and get my personality out. I would say focus on, you know, express yourself and your personality with the way you dress. Like, you know, do you want to be like a classy guy that likes, you know, carry himself, you know, like really business-esque, or do you want to just be chill, you know, some sweats, a hoodie, and nothing too crazy, you know, just make sure your fashion isn't you trying to be someone else, and it's an expression of yourself and who you want to be.
Don't feel constrained to one style. I will go one day from wearing like athleisure, and then you'll see me, and then the next day I'll wear like, I don't know, like streetwear, and then, you know, just, you're not confined, you know. If you want to be a hype beast, be a hype beast for a day. I don't care, you know what I mean? If you want to be like a TNA baddie, be a TNA baddie, and if you want to be a vintage baddie, be that, you know what I mean? Like, you're not confined to one style.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, from going around campus, we can see that a lot of people enjoy buying their clothes from thrift stores while mixing a bit of their finds from other stores. Hopefully, you've gained a sense of what people are wearing around our school.
So first I want to talk about like the development of our personal styles or people's personal styles. So I want to ask you guys the question, when does style develop and when does it stop developing? What do you guys think?
It's constant. Change is constant.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like your style, at least for me, like develop more or changes more when I'm like, how do I say this? Like more open, or like seeing more people, like being in school downtown, seeing all of these people compared to like high school where it's like, you don't really see a lot of inspiration being there because of like uniform and whatnot. So like a lot of my inspiration came from like online and whatnot, which is like a lot of the same stuff. But being out here downtown, I get to see a lot of like different styles and how, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's all about life experience.
I also feel like it's like your maturity level. Like obviously when you're at a certain age, you wouldn't wear certain things because you think that it wouldn't look good on you because of how young you are. Also just like mentally, like as you mature, you're more open to like wearing things that you wouldn't wear before.
Yeah.
And I remember from the Vox Pop when we were like interviewing people like, oh, when did you really want to get into fashion, or when did your personal style start developing? And they were like, oh, towards like the end of high school, mostly, most of them. And honestly, I can name a few friends that wanted to change how like they appeared through their style just because they wanted to attract people.
Guys, don't change your style just to attract people. That's actually kind of sad. Just be you. Just be you.
I mean, but it does help though.
If you're going from like a Nike tech fleece to like, you know, like actual clothes, okay, fine. That's fine.
You always use the Nike tech fleece as an example.
That's a good example.
I don't like Nike tech fleece. But that's what I'm saying. It's like if it's a glow up, then it's fine. But if you're like, you look great already and you're changing it just so that you attract somebody, I think that's stupid.
For me, dressing to impress or attract people, mm-hmm. it's like to attract or impress others who are into fashion. I think that's a really good way to find their own style. Mm-hmm. But to attract a man.
Mm-hmm. I also think it's just because, like, you know, the scenery in downtown Toronto, like, everyone wants to, well, not everyone, but a lot of people want to stand out. And I feel like that influences a lot of people to, like, explore their own personal mm-hmm. style more. So speaking of, what do you guys think of like cultural influence on your own style growth? Like specifically here in Toronto, and also just stuff like social media, how like these external like factors kind of influence the way that we want to look. What do you guys think?
Like for me, I love thrifting. I love vintage style, but also I'm from Korea and I'm really influenced by the Korean fashion style. You know mm-hmm. what it is. It's really like neat, simple, casual. But yeah, I'm trying to combine these two. So that's why I sometimes wear like a vintage skirt, but with like a hoodie. Like I don't have Stussy because I'm broke, but still I want to get him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. So now moving on to the topic about like fashion influences on our identity. Do you guys think you identify with the way that you dress, like personally?
Yeah.
How so?
Like it's also depends on what friend group am I hang out with or which place am I going to. If I'm going to shop, like vintage shopping, I wear like a vintage style.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's kind of valid because mm-hmm. it like depends who you're with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also, that day, if I were like a girly, I act like a girly.
You act like a girly.
I like to go to like a pasta restaurant or like a bar.
Ooh, pasta.
Like a expensive style.
Act like an angel, dress like crazy. So it depends on the time and place, basically mm-hmm. what you're saying.
And it also identifies it makes my mood that day.
Robert, what do you think?
I never really thought about it as like, depending where I am, it kind of changes how I dress because I dress the same a lot of the time because I don't have a lot of clothes. But I guess you're right about that. Like putting on something that makes you feel good, makes you act different, makes you more confident, makes you more like out there. So I guess there is that effect for clothing for me too.
Do you think like the way that you dress kind of affects like how other people see you as? Like, for example, I can like think of like people in our program and be like, oh, this person has like this type of style or this person has
this person wears hoodie and sweatpants every single day.
This type of aesthetic and yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, I just feel like I naturally gravitate towards people with a style that I can appreciate. You know what I mean? Like, it's mostly like I'm not trying to judge people by their appearances, but if they look if they look like they're interested in fashion, I'm going to approach them. You know? Yeah.
The worst is like going thrifting with somebody, with your friends who have the same style, but also are the same size as you.
Because like what? They want to steal all your stuff.
All right. How do you guys feel from the interview people on the campus?
I think we got a lot of the same answers. So it's like almost like we're kind of like on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
Like the trends are kind of aligning, even though that some of them look different. Some of them look the same.
And they thrift.
A lot of them thrift, which is good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, secondhand clothing.
Second episode of the lookbook, sustainability, guys.
True.
It's good that everyone, like, thrifting has become such a, like, a popular thing instead of people just, you know, buying new clothing.
You have to be conscious of what you're wearing and what you're putting into our ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. I also like everyone's styles that we interviewed. We met some pretty cool people as well. We interviewed like a friend group of three and I was, they all had like really awesome styles.
Yeah.
And it kind of just made me think, does your friend group like just have like the same style or just like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to word this, but
I know what you mean. I know my friend does cause you met him. He gets
Sebastian?
All his, no, Brandon, he gets all of his clothes from my closet. So we dress pretty much the same. Also with Sebastian too. He dresses kind of the same, but like, I feel like for like this group, we do dress maybe not the most different,
like,
but like
pretty different.
Pretty different, but like
yeah,
same.
I mean, you're a man, so
yeah, I dress really different from you guys.
Yeah, always I wish to have like a friend girl having a same style, but that's why I was like look forward to this university because I go into a creative school and I was like wishing to have a lot of people who are having a my style or thrift thing, love vintage. But I think I got this my pocket fam who are really into fashion. I really appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Bev. Oh, I'm so sweet. Yeah, even if like people's styles are like differing, like I feel like if your friend group is into fashion, you guys have that shared love for fashion, you know what I mean?
Sometimes it's really hard, though, because, like, a lot of people like their hoodies, which is fine, but, like, it's hard to find people who like fashion, like, in certain majors,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of sad, because it's, like, it's such a big part of some people's lives to express themselves through their fashion. So, but at university, sometimes they just opt for the comfier, which I'm all for.
Practicality and stuff. But yeah.
All right. That's the wrap up of the season of the lookbook.
Yeah. Woo! I mean, no, but yeah.
No. But no, yes. Because our episodes were so good.
We had a so fun time exploring fall fashion, sustainability, and the TMU's fashion scene.
And our own personal styles as well.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I had a really good time discussing and just yapping with you guys. I know this episode is going to continue every season. Right, guys?
Yes. Not, yeah, every single time.
We're going forever.
Forever! She's like holding a stick on point right now.
Forever!
Reflecting on this season, I really appreciate how people actually listen to our podcast and give feedbacks. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for the feedback and thank you for listening, guys. We really do appreciate it and stuff.
All right, so we are Beth.
I'm Robert.
Annika
and Izzy, and until next time, stay stylish and own your look because your fashion tells your story. Thank you for tuning in to an awesome first season and see you next time. Take care.
Bye.